Yo.
Hey,
You
hold on,
already
Nate.
know.
Nate, hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. Play the damn clip.
All right. I'm playing. I'm playing.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell all of you that this is what was gonna happen? Didn't I tell you this was gonna happen? Number
Did me
one,
tell y'all?
Dallas Mavericks NBA draft. It's almost like I'm wearing something that basically is all about it. It's a CON conspiracy. My tinfoil durag is on. Is yours on? Because your eye needs to be open. That third eye right there needs to be open, like Tien from Dragon Ball Z. You see that love that's coming out of my head? I didn't know that was gonna happen. But just like you didn't really believe that it was gonna happen today, was gonna get the number one pick. But here we are, dog. Here we are with a brand new world, and we got all this creation right in front of us. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how this is all going to play out, but we do know that we were right. Clap for us. Clap. Clap for us. See
Give
all
it up
this.
for us.
Give it up for us, people. Come on
We
now.
told y'all. We told y'all. So we do this. We do this here at
We
Vertigo.
do.
When they
This
called it
is
out, I
what
wasn't
we
even
do.
surprised. I'm like, we seen it already, you know?
What my boy Paul said, it wasn't a prediction. It was a spoiler.
Spoiler.
That's what it was. That's what
Don't
we
read
gave to the
them
people.
their rights, Rob. Don't read them their rights in here.
But yeah, I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up right here, dog. I'm fucking up. Like,
Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know how right we were. And we were gonna come tell y'all how right we were.
Also with the number two pick. Let's not forget about
We
that.
the number two pick too.
Also told y'all San Antonio number two, baby.
Come on,
I
man.
mean, come on, dog. We be saying look up in the sky for us, but y'all need to just look everywhere for us, dog. We right there in y'all minds, all through that eye right there. Just stroke that eye. Stroke that third eye right there. It's
right there.
It's real, dog. Like it's, I'm just saying. I'm just exactly Buff that thing on up, dog. Buff it up. Let that soul glow. Let it feel. Let it feel so good right on you. Right in your right on that eye. Right on that eye. I'm just saying. Just y'all need to get up on it, dog. Like listen to us. Listen to the people. Listen to the bros. That's what y'all need to do. That's what needs to happen here. But I'm glad we were able to give y'all that level of news, that level of information.
Yes.
For you.
And today we have even more. We're gonna talk about replacing player of the year with MVP. The Nuggets firing Mike Malone might have not been so bad. Would y'all take a BCS style playoff system for the NBA since some of y'all just got shit that y'all want to see? Raphael Devers coming for you, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Jay, tell him.
Me
Get
and
on.
You, me and you gotta talk. We gotta
Get
talk.
On.
And I gotta say, Rob. Don't
What
that
up?
contract sure look pretty over there in San Francisco? 5 years, man.
Secure the bag. Secure the bag.
Hey, that man.
And we're going to talk about all of that today on Bruh Migos Podcast. Tell them what we got to do, Rob.
We going to hit that music play, boy.
Look, despite us gloating of how right we were right, I'm going to say it again. We were right.
We should have exploded more.
Yeah, we were right. We were right. You know who wasn't right? You guys.
Not at all.
All y'all was wrong.
Wrong here, wrong, right. wrong, wrong.
Unless you were on the side that we were on, saying that Dallas was going to get this thing. And they got it. They got it. Now, Rob pointed something out. If they're going to stick to this 3-year plan, they probably not going to keep this fit.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to be seen, it's to be known, you know, like, if they're going to basically, like, get win now, Cooper Flagg is not win now. And chances are, Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. I know, I saw somebody say, like, with how Nico basically been doing shit, he going to try to outsmart his ass and try to outsmart his own self and try to pick Ace Bailey. But, like, but still, no, man, Cooper Flagg is not ready now. And we really don't know what Cooper Flagg is going to be in the league. And so, if you're basically win now, you got to go get win now people, whether that's Giannis, whether that's whoever. And so it's gonna be the scene. Gonna be we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we're gonna see how this goes for them. You know, there's been a lot of debate, Rob, on this player of the year, MVP, who's really the most valuable, who really was the player of the year. So us here at Bruh Migos Podcast have said, how about we just replace player of the year with MVP, and we make MVP just a pound for pound ranking type thing. You know, he is the real player of the year. Okay, go go ahead and elaborate a little bit, Rob, and then Jarvis, I want to hear what you think of that.
So, like Nate said, thinking about basically making the thumbs up player of the year, the MVP, because I see a bunch of people say, like, hey, you know, they're going to basically crown Shea as the MVP, but we all know the best player in the world right now is Jokic, which I am not to basically disagree with in any kind of way. I think Jokic is the best player in the league, in the world right now. I think he's the best basketball player in the world. Be that as it may, I think that when we talk about what the MVP award is, when we basically put it in a matter of years, when we put it in a context of regular season, Shea has been the best player in the 2024-2025 regular season NBA. And I think he's deserving of that award. Be that as it may, I'm okay with saying that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is not the best player in the world. So instead of basically conflating the 2 points, I'd rather it be to where, let's separate it out. Let's say, here's player of the year, which is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and then let's say who's the pound-for-pound best in the world, which is Nikola Jokic, and say, and you can basically do it two ways, or you could do it, you know, multiple ways. But one way that I'm thinking about is you crown Shea Gilgeous-Alexander the player of the year. So once you do that, you basically say, hey, for the 2024-2025 season, you were the best player, led the best team, yada yada, blahzy blahzy. But then when we talk about who is the best player in the world, we can have a top five. Or top 10, just like you see with Ring Magazine, with ESPN, with like a lot of these different UFC, a lot of these different entities that have pound-for-pound rankings, and say that this is the best in the world. And basically, you can do like a top five. You can say the fifth best, the fourth best, the third best. Shit, NFL does it with a top 100 every year. And I mean, that's really more just a primer to get ready for the season, but which I do love. I do like that. But like, it's still to the fact of the matter of, here's where you can basically say who is the best player in the NBA and basically keep it in that kind of context while also giving something to someone that is absolutely deserving of it. Kind of like what we were basically, you know, talking about with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani last year. Who is the best? Oh, no, Bobby Witt. No, what was it? We were talking about it, but like it was basically like in the context of you got to give this player something. Oh, no, it was Shohei's last year in the American League. It was like, here's Aaron Judge having this absolutely spectacular season, but Shohei is still the best. And you can't give both of them the MVP, or you could, you give them Cole. But it's one of those things like you got to basically say like, hey, this dude is the best in the league right now, but this other dude is having the best season. And I think that you can basically separate them out, and you can give that context where both people are getting the right amount of recognition they deserve.
So your thoughts, Vinsky, what can we do about it? Do you think that that's a fair way to go about it? Like, we could separate them? Because I'm coming for it.
Let's be realistic for a second. And we all know, dating back, there's been MVPs we disagree with. You have to really look team performance also plays a factor in MVP. Mm-hmm. It always has. And that's something we've disagreed about. And I think if you want to do that, you either change the how you look at the MVP, or like Rob and them say, we add another award, you know, player of the year. You know, so player of the year could be the new MVP, and the MVP, or however y'all want to do it, could be the other award. But yes, I agree, that's something that could be added. Because if MVP currently has to have the team's outcome or final standings be a weight on you aren't winning the MVP, then it's really not recognizing the literal best player in the league, you know. So, but like you say, though, you got to look at that middle word, value, the most valuable person to their team this season. You know, so that's what it's always been. But if you want to just straight out, like, pound for pound, best player, then yes. Well, we would need another award.
Yeah.
I agree.
We definitely going to need another award. We're definitely going to need another one of those awards. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, I'm counting with y'all. You need one for the actual most valuable person to that team and versus the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Because you can be very good. For example, I'll use the year Embiid won it. Mm-hmm. Embiid was playing out his mind, but Embiid was nowhere near as valuable and as good as what Jokic was doing. Embiid had the numbers, mm-hmm. but his team success wasn't there at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they out of there. Mm-hmm. And then Jokic went and won the title. leading this team, which was amazing shit. But you might have another chance, depending upon how tomorrow pans out.
Exactly.
But Ed Embiid is somewhere at home trying to get his knee together.
Oh, amongst other things.
So I'm kind of with it. Now, the Nuggets fired Mike Malone. We kind of saw uptick in the team. Now, maybe Malone might have been wearing on them, but do you think that they would have last past the first round, Rob? Because I don't think that you think that they would have last past the first round with Mike Malone. Do you think that they could have got where they are right now, pushing game 7 with the Thunder?
Yeah, it's like part of me doesn't. And like it, part of me feels like if Mike Malone was still there, he probably would have. If what is being reported is correct, he was weighing on the, you know, psyches. He was weighing on the, you know, the guys in that locker room. And we're all humans. You know, we all have jobs. We all have managers. We all have people that kind of more overbearing on us. And even if we are great performers, but if that person is so goddamn overbearing, it wears on you. And it makes you not want to come to work. And it makes you not want to be there. And if you basically have to perform at a high level, having that fucking anchor on your motherfucking neck is gonna basically weigh you down. So maybe they lose in 6, maybe they lose in 5 or something like that. But it's still to the point of like having that guy wear on your ass and then removing that weight off of you may have basically propelled them to where now they're going into their second straight 7-game series. You know, like maybe they don't have the stamina to basically overcome. We'll see if they do that for tomorrow, because it's gonna be crazy to see like if they can overcome not just basically the wear and tear of 2 straight 7-game series, but the fact that Aaron Gordon is possibly going to be out for the game. And so how much he's been basically important to their run so far. And so, yeah, I mean, Mike Malone, like, I'm thinking, like, maybe he might not have been the worst thing in the world to basically fire him if you're getting the weight off the shoulders of the players so that they can play more freely, even if you got a guy that isn't as experienced and doesn't have the superlatives that basically Mike Malone had.
What you thinking, Jarvis?
I honestly feel like with or without him, they was going to get past first round. They want to be the Nuggets regardless. It might have been some aspects where Mike Malone might have played a part in, but I just find it hard to believe that he was the problem when they still won a lot of games. They didn't falter to the bottom of the barrel. So that's the only confusing thing. I think it was more of a clashing of the directions that kind of played a part. Like, both of them were, it's like both directions would have been successful, but it was a clashing of the directions that certain people wanted to go, and ultimately Mike Malone was the one who had to go. So I don't really feel like they would have just failed. And I don't even feel like if they wouldn't have made it, it would have been his fault totally. So, but hey, if it's working, I mean, it's working. They winning games. So maybe it was the right thing for them.
This is what I'm going to say. This was GM being big brother versus little brother Mike Malone and him telling him, bitch, we ain't little no more.
Right. That's true. Because
the GM wanted Julian Strahler to play more instead of Russell Westbrook, which in a way he was, I'm not going to say solidified, but he was definitely giving a point the other night whenever Julian Strahler showed up, hit those threes, big game, help him push the lead, help him win the game. He definitely had a point there, but this was the parent in the end. The Denver Nuggets franchise people making a call saying, you know what, both y'all do. Yep. Y'all can't live together. Y'all want to argue with each other, but just cancel both of y'all. Which, was it right to get rid of both of them? I don't know. Because right now your GM is looking like, I told you that young dude was good. And Russ is kind of looking like he's having them questionable moments again. And it's like, would Mike have played Russ more than Julian? Would we have saw what we saw from Strahler the other night? Mike might not have played it. Maybe they don't win that game. Maybe they go home in 6. Did all of them make the right questions? It's all stuff that we don't know. But this was definitely big brother and little brother and the parents saying, you know what? Both of y'all grounded. No, I'm shipping both of y'all boarding school. Don't come back here.
Yep.
And that's all it was. But right now, it's working out in their favor. We're going to see how game 7 pans out tomorrow. Now, it's a lot of y'all, including the person who's sitting here in the Indiana jersey, who likes to talk about matchups that he likes to see in basketball. And Rob had came up with the idea of a BCS-style playoff system so y'all can pick what matchups y'all want to see and get to rank people out, and then say, hey, we're going to save these big names for the actual championships, but we're going to let everybody else play out. Now, in reality, since the NBA was talking about ratings with big markets and stuff like that, if they just gave you guys what you want, okay, would this make you watch more?
Mm-hmm.
Would this literally make you guys watch more? Rob, dude, Rob, are you want BCS, or is this just you coddling the people like Jarvis who want to see Lakers versus Celtics and NBA?
Y'all know, and everybody else knows of me as a coddler, but no. I'm really just here to have the conversation die. I'm like Kendrick Lamar when it comes to this. Like, I want to basically see the party die when it comes to these. So and so, we don't want to watch Thunder and Pacers. Nigga, you want to watch hoops or not? Like, I think more people are entertainment fans than they are hoop fans. Like, they want the entertainment. They want the spectacle. They want the wow. Like, no, nigga, I want to hoop. I want to watch Shea versus Tyrese. I'm fine with that. But it's like, well, the NBA ain't going to want that. Then they get into their third eye and basically all of a sudden say, like, well, they can't let this happen. They can't let that happen. It's like, all right, cool. But would you rather it be blatant, out front, up in your face? Let's pick, Lakers Celtics. Let's pick Knicks Lakers. Let's pick, whatever. Like, what do you want to have of this? Do you want it to be to where we just pick large markets, say that's the championship, and everybody else plays their series? Like, what is wanted here? Because it can't be to where people bitching and moaning and complaining about, the NBA ain't going to want these ratings to go down. It's like, they just tripled their money. With everybody being a conspiracy theorist and everybody basically saying, like, they don't want this, the ratings going to go down. Instead of letting the fucking games play out and being like, ooh, I like that team because of this. Ooh, I like that team because of that. And actually watching shit instead of just basically making it to where it's like, everybody's a goddamn TV exec. Like, which one is it? We're going to put it on the poll. Would you rather it be a BCS style, like going back in the day, for the kids that don't remember, the Bowl Championship Series was to where two college teams played for the national championship, and between the coaches' polls and the AP poll and the computers, basically picked which two teams were going to basically play in it. Everybody hated it. To where they went to, now a committee that also gets the kind of spin on it, because essentially they get to pick these teams and basically they say who's going to be in it. And whether it's nefarious or not, who here's to say? We just illuminated. But the fact of the matter is, would you rather be picked for you, or would you rather it play out as the games are supposed to be? And I want to hear from y'all. Y'all basically put in the comments, Ramigos Pod, or hit us up on Blue Sky Threads, everything. Look up in the sky, we there. Talk to us. Yell through us. Just let us know, like, what do you want? What do you want to see? Would you rather games play out, see stars actually come up and have a chance to become stars? Or would you rather be picked for you and basically algorithmed out? Which one you want? You tell me. You tell us.
So, Darv, she gonna stand by your big teams for Big Bang and big playoff?
Right? Are ya?
Or you wanna see?
Are ya?
You wanna see this actually play out the right?
That's like the reality. Don't matter how many wins these smaller markets get, it don't matter how good you think the players on that team are. Lakers Celtics bringing that big money. They bringing the big money. No, let us have it. We don't care. You know what? It's a simple fact. These stars, like, LeBron, they're like, they know they're the greatest. Why should they have to win 60, 50 games to make it? Why? They done already proved that they the teams to beat. Why should they have to win all these games just to make it? They done already proved their point. But no, that is the big market side of me. But realistically, I'm going to say, at the competitive old school nature of me, you got to win to make it.
Yes.
You got to win to make it. Even if they did do a BCS style, it still would have to be some type of ranking with percentages based on wins and losses.
You see that. And then you basically have like a cutoff, and then you say, like, all right, these teams make the cutoffs, and of them, you get to pick like which ones to basically get into the finals. And that's the final series.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the NBA finals. Yeah.
Percentages based on wins and losses, that could be another way. But no, I feel like you got to win. Like, and granted, as much as I would like to say, hey, we're going to put your Lakers in there, if they didn't win, it's like, they didn't win.
But they're the Lakers. We got to have the purple and gold in there. They're so regal. That's Showtime. So much history in that. We have to have that. Lineages have been built on the Lakers for dynasty. We need them in there.
Kobe Bryant would rather not show up than just be handed there. Y'all know that. Kobe Bryant wouldn't even got on that plane.
That is also true, but Kobe Bryant's a psycho. Like, that's... But that's... R.I.P. boy, but like it is like, yeah, no, I totally agree. Like Kobe would not be a fan of that. I don't think a lot of players would be. MJ, all them niggas, like they would not be a fan of that bullshit. But it's still to the point of like, if the fans are gonna keep bitching about this, mm-hmm. which one is it? Like, which one do y'all want to basically have happen? That's what theory. I want to see.
One theory that can make it more interesting. Let's take away. Let's shorten the series. Like, we don't need 7 games.
We going back to old school rules. First to 3.
I think all of them. So let's see. The first round, I feel like it'll be the next two 5. If you want to have 1, maybe 7, maybe the finals. But hell, that could even be 5 for me. Because I feel like the more games you have, the more games they get to take off and relax. You know, when you only got best 2 out of 3, you know, like, you go down 1 game, that's like, you're back against the wall already.
Yeah. I did like it when it, I would rather be 3-5 and then 2-7s. Mm-hmm. Like, but like, I did like it when it was like the 3, you had your first series was best of 3, your second series best of 5, and then either your next series best of 5 or the, like, both series best of 7. I like that. Yeah. I did like that.
That would make them play harder in the first rounds, and, you know, it would be a greater chance for upset.
Yep. Because it's like, hey, bring your best right here.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to see how it worked. And then some teams would say, what about, I got a guy who's going to be missing for a game. Oh, hey, little window now, but
injuries are a part of the game. Yeah. That they could happen any game, anytime.
Right.
This is true. Now, as we go from the hardwood to the baseball diamond, you know, there's a team that's near and dear to my heart. All the Boston Red Sox, you know, Rob. You know I'm in the Red Sox now. Talk right now. I heard that.
Oh, what happened? My allergies? Yeah, what happened? You heard my allergies?
I heard it. I'm going to go outside and throw a brick at every red bird that I see today. Just to be a terrorist out in the yard.
They going to whiff like they did all those years that they didn't win the World Series.
I ain't miss. I'm going to be goddamn 2014 David Ortiz and be hitting everything.
Oh, now you hit low. Nah, low.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you, Mike Matheny. Somebody made me think about that shit the other day. I was like, man, it fucking blew my whole fucking mood, dog. I'm like, fuck that nigga, man.
My man's went on.
That nigga.
Nothing like 2 people fighting for 2nd place. I love you.
I wouldn't speak too soon, because you got a superstar that might not want to be there too much longer.
I know your ass ain't laughing more than this nigga talking about is these. What the fuck are you talking? Like the Braves? You know what? Nah, we lost sight of what you wanted to talk about, Nate. Because I'm about to go off.
What's up, bro?
So look.
I started to write a letter to Boston, but I feel like I have to write this letter personally to one person. And my letter starts something like this: Dear Raphael Devers, you's a bitch. No. Let me restart that. Dear Raphael Devers, you's a bitch ass nigga for some of the foolishness that comes out your mouth whenever they put you in front of that mic. Please stop. Sincerely, Price, why do you open up your mouth and say things like you say? You played third base. Bregman Cam, you know he better than you. Why did we have this discussion at the beginning of the season? You knew you wasn't playing third. You already knew this. So you knew you could be the DH. You getting paid just to hit the ball, bro. You ain't got to go out there and play nothing on the field. Then your own teammate gets hurt and they say, hey, man, we might want you to play first. You like, nah, I don't want to do that. What in the fucking Kanye West is wrong with your ass right now? Go play first if they ask you to play first. You've been chilling. You ain't had to do nothing but swing the bat at the ball. And let me be honest, until recently, you had been having some shitty games, though. Maybe you need to be out there. Maybe engaging you on the field will make you better behind the plate. Just make you better at the plate right now, though.
Can I throw you a question, because, Nate?
What's your question?
You think he got adapted to not having to go out there?
I think he did. And he's feeling himself too much. Because every time I see him stick a mic in front of him, if I could be in the vicinity, I'd unplug that bitch. I'd unplug that shit immediately.
Can I say his quote on what he was talking about?
Go ahead.
So, yeah, Devers replied to a question on if he was upset about being asked to play first base. I don't think they stay true to their word. They told me I was going to be playing this position, DH, and now they are going back on that. So, yeah, I don't think they stay true to their word. Who gives a fuck if they didn't stay true? Like, they stay true until nigga got hurt. Tristan Casas gets hurt, and basically that's why you are being asked to play first base. What is the problem? Everybody and their mom, usually when it comes to this kind of situation, is, hey, I'm going to basically play first base because the team asked me to play first base. It's not hard. Or what I'm going to say, let me not say that. Playing first base could probably be very hard. I have no clue. I've never played first base in my life. But it's a fact of the matter of you're an infielder. You're going from third. You're not playing first. What is the issue? And the reason why is to keep you in the bat lineup. Basically, you have that DH position more flexible, whatever it is. But usually, 9 times out of 10, when a player is asked to move to another position, especially when it's an infield and it's a corner, like if you're basically going from short to second, second to short, first to third, third to first, like
corner to corner, though.
Generally, it's like apples and apples. Like it's just like, all right, cool. Let me put on a new glove. That's what it is. The one thing that I thought about and reason why I think he doesn't want to play first, this is my theory. He's scared. And I think that he's scared to be embarrassed. And if that's the case, I'd rather that motherfucker just basically say that. Because, granted, he spoke through a translator with this kind of shit. So I don't know if maybe he felt something different if he was speaking in his natural tongue or his native tongue. Maybe he says it a little bit different. But it's the fact of the matter of, you basically said you would not play first base. And generally going from third to first is like, all right, cool. This is what I got to do now. But you basically said, I don't want to play it. Be real about it. Just start trying to play. Be somebody. Because now you got your teammates this right there. When they have to basically be flexible. They got, what, your boy Christian Campbell, who just got there, now trying to be first base.
And like, come on, dude. Don't even have to stay there. Because Roman Gonzalez will be eligible tomorrow as of the filming of this. Today is the 17th. Gonzalez will be eligible as soon as tomorrow off of the 10-day IL to play first. It's not like you're going to be stuck over there.
Right.
You're going to be right back to your shit. And that shit speaking, look, though, I'm going to tell you something, and you piss me off with it. I've heard you speak English, nigga. Okay? Don't you play with us on TV behind speaking in Spanish behind not wanting us to know what you saying, though. Because, see, y'all think y'all slick sometimes. Y'all tell that translator to say whatever the hell he think is right at the time to make this seem right, though. I've heard you 28 years old, okay? I've heard you speak English, even if it's broken English. Get that shit together. Don't try to fool the masses, bro. Don't try to fool the masses. You can't fool me with that, though. You can't fool me with that. That's just like a black person going in a Chinese restaurant. You know how to speak English when you're looking for our money, but all of a sudden you need to speak another language. Okay? I know you know English, though. Don't play with us like that, though. Do not play with my intelligence like that. Whenever I saw that, I was like, you've been here since 2017, and we in 2025, and you ain't picked up on English? Not even a little bit? Nah.
Lying to the masses, playboy.
Man, yeah, trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I ain't cool with this, though. I am not cool with this. Don't try to play me like I'm dumb. Cause see, whenever you mentioned that, Rob, I was gonna let that nigga slide on that. And I thought about this, and somebody reminded me. You know, they're speaking a different language just to try to make this shit slide by. And I was like, you're right. I was like, he been here too long not to be speaking English on a regular. I ain't saying he doesn't speak his native tongue outside, but come on now, though.
Yeah, like, I'm like, dude, hey. And Sammy Sosa used to do that. Sammy Sosa was notorious for doing that shit. Like, he be speaking English, and all of a sudden, it's like, well, shit. That nigga had the translator on Capitol Hill. That nigga was speaking English for years. That nigga was in the country for, like, damn near, I think, 2 decades. Went on Capitol Hill, was like, hey, my guy gonna speak for me. Like, so some niggas do that. Like, it's funny.
You're not about to play me like that, though. I know you done been to McDonald's, okay? And you ain't rolling up to the wind. They ain't got no bilingual person in McDonald's, though. If I catch you at one of these fast food restaurants that they don't have, that they're not even close to Spanish, and I ain't talking about Taco Bell, Devin. Taco Bell is not a real Spanish food. In fact, there's more black people I've seen working Taco Bell than anything. You're not about to roll up to this window with no English and make this happen. You might go in there and point to something, but you're not rolling through this drive-thru. And I'm willing to bet you've been through this drive-thru at McDonald's quite a bit. Because every baseball player will go through at least once a year, at least. So unless you're rolling through there with that translator, which I highly doubt, you know how to speak English. Don't play us like that. Matter of fact, you lucky I'm not in charge of the money, handing out money. I'd be like, don't ever do that on TV. I'm going to find you. If you get on TV knowing you can speak English and you pull out that translator on purpose,
and so that man might get
upset with somebody.
And so they said that y'all boys they might be trading your boy just because of that shit, dog. Like, I'm seeing multiple reports basically that there's a possibility that he could be gone because of this shit.
That's why.
Who wouldn't? He pulling stupidity, dog.
Yeah, it's one of those, because it's the thing of you're not willing to sacrifice for the good of your team. Because it's the fact of the matter of you're not willing to try. And you're going on this, well, they're going back on their word. Yes, their word was relevant when you had a able-bodied starting first baseman in Casas. Like, you weren't going to play that. When we were talking about the Bregman thing, which I'm still laughing about, because he was trying to, like, basically ass up off his spot, which I understand his point, but it was also the point of, but it was like, it was the fact of the matter of, here's a better third baseman than you. Like, defensive third baseman than you are because you were so dreadfully bad. Now you basically are going to go to first base for, like you said, temporarily, and you won't even do that. Going on this, they're going back on their word bullshit. It's like, come on, dude. Come on, though.
Because it's plenty of guys who are looking for a spot. People don't realize it's guys that are hunting for a spot. They just want to get to that area. They're like, if I can make it to the majors and get on a team, I can show them what I could do. And you didn't been here all these years, and they've paid you, though. It's not like you're not getting paid.
Like you're
getting paid.
Yeah, huge contract.
If I'm not mistaken, matter of fact, I'm about to see if I can pull this contract real quick. Because if my mind is right, I want to see you sitting on something like a $300 million contract.
If my mind reminds me correctly. Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I think his current deal is go ahead.
10 years, $313 million. Come on now, dog. Just be real with yourself. In the world of my boy T, you know how many sandwiches I can buy with that much money? You know how many sandwiches that is? It's a whole lot of sandwiches right there.
So many sandwiches. Varieties, even.
It's a lot of sandwiches, though. And you making $28 million a year? They got you making $28 million till 2033, though. You done came in here $19 million, $29, $27, $20. You about to rack up till you in your 30s. Don't play first base. Just be a team player,
though.
All
you want to do is hit. You like, man, I don't even want to go back out there on the field, man.
And then look, peep this, Rob. He gonna get paid past that because he got deferred money. He has deferred money from 2034 all the way from 2034 all the way to 2043. He gonna get $7.5 million every year from then. You said, though, you gonna ride well into your 40s. You gonna ride till you 46 getting $7.5 million, though. I can retire and make $7.5 million not doing nothing.
Yeah, he better go ahead on and live that.
Man, look. Throw me the glove then, dog. I go play first right now. Send me my ticket, dog. I get on the treadmill. I get in shape during the season. I got this. You ain't about to stop me from making my bread, though. Nah, I ain't about to be that type of dude. I'll be like, socks to the series. We gonna win this. Nah, I've been thinking about this. This has been something I even discussed with my mom, who's a baseball fan. Look, I'm not gonna say I'm speaking for my bros right now, but I'm gonna speak for me. I'm tired of you, Major League Baseball, not giving these guys their flowers whenever they're alive. Pete Rose died, and now you want to say, oh, we might induct you into the Hall of Fame. Now, you can say all you want about his gambling, whatever you want. There's 4,200 hits, 4,200 plus hits that he put up as a Major League Baseball player. And now you're going to tell him, since he's dead, which he can't even hear, his family has to hear, that we might induct you. Shoeless Joe Jackson, the same thing, and other people. I don't want these guys to get their flowers whenever they dead and gone and all this. You need to be on top of this. Whenever amazing careers happen like that, we need to look past. If he ain't out here doing the R word to nobody, he ain't murder nobody or nothing like that, dog. Give him his flowers, though. Let this man see that you appreciate him. You know, I can understand you don't want the gambling. Hell, I'm gambling on y'all right now. I'm making parlays on y'all. I can understand. If I'm not mistaken, it occurred in 89. He was coaching. He wasn't playing. He hadn't did his thing. His actual baseball career was separate. Don't do this. And the reason I'm saying don't do this and give them their flowers now, I have a grave feeling that y'all gonna wait for another 30, 40 years to see if Barry Bonds kicks the fucking bucket to holler about, well, he got the most home runs. Let me put him in there if the record is still his.
And
I don't want you to wait for that.
Not much money people brought in. Why you so say they was doing other things and don't deserve it? They done brought in all this money and they can't even be in the Hall of Fame. Regardless of, you know, how you look at what they did. Like they say, they didn't murder nobody or do nothing crazy. But go ahead, Rob. I see you itching.
Pete Rose in 2017 did acknowledge that he did have a relationship with a woman he said was 16, which is the age of consent in Ohio. He was in his mid-30s and had two kids. We can pump the brakes on certain shit.
Okay, that I can see.
I mean, that's like, we can, a nigga in his mid-30s fucking with a 60-year-old.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fine. Even though his consent is bad.
Even if it was whatever. it's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
But it's bad. Other cases, you know what I'm saying, is wrong. Nah. I ain't taking none of that, baby. It's still people's careers that they're looking over, like, for right now. The greatest hitter in history. And me and Rob, I know motherfuckers get tired of me and Rob saying this. 10,000 and some odd at bats hit 762 home runs.
That's insane.
And people look over it, and I see people in... What fucks with me is this. I see people in the comic section saying, greatest hitter alive, go to baseball. He had two GOAT careers for Barry Bonds. Which, if you split his career, career in half, he did have two Hall of Fame careers in one sitting. And we constantly say that, and the public says that. I must say 70 to 80% of the public is on the side of me saying that Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. And I feel like I can say that with confidence. Even if we don't want to use Pete Rose as an example, let's just look at a person like Barry Bonds. You've held him out, and I'm willing to bet you're going to try to wait till he dies, and if the record is still his, to say, hey, let's put him in there.
That's a guy. That him, Gary Sheffield, Andrew Jones, those kind of players. That's where I'm like, I'm 100% with. Yeah, those are players are going to basically be. Mark McGuire is another good one, because Mark McGuire, I remember as a kid, when they basically talked about him taking Andro, and then they banned it after that. Basically, he did that. So he was taking an legal substance, L-E-G-E-L, but not illegal substance at the time. He was taking a legal substance. Same thing when we talk about with the 80s and these motherfuckers taking amphetamines, basically taking speed out there and basically doing that because they could, because speed wasn't illegal then. So, I mean, it is where I, The MLB Hall of Fame has lost all credibility, especially when you got a nigga like Bagwell. You know, Jarvis, you in Texas, like, you got a nigga like Bagwell basically getting to the Hall of Fame. Fucking arms on forearms on forearms, but you keep somebody like Gary Sheffield, I'll call him a compiler, or keeping certain other. You had Craig Biggio being left out because they were saying that he was tied up. Fucking PEDs because of the steroid topic.
Yes.
And you look at Craig Biggio. Biggio don't look nothing near Bagwell. Like, that big ass squatty ass stance and all that shit. And basically, like, they've lost all validity, all credibility. And they had a fucking Hall of Fame class that didn't have any inductees because they were bitching about who was there and saying that they weren't Hall of Famers, and then the next year having inductees. It's stupid. Like, absolutely stupid what the Hall of Fame is. And
they pinpointed certain people. And to me, I feel like the whole league was on.
Probably were. We don't know who was and wasn't on steroids. We really don't.
I got one better for you, though. Go look up some of the greatest collisions in the 80s. You got motherfuckers running into each other that would have been concussions, and they got up and shook their shit off. And I'm like, no. What was he taking? He shook this shit off and went and played another 6 innings.
That coke was coking.
It was.
The best of the best. The most off-white of the white.
Olivia.
He didn't appear Bolivian. And I mean, they hit it and went out there and, bro. And whenever I think about this, ever since I watched that Mexican Oates interview, he was like, they were like, you would do coke and fish. And he was like, well, nothing getting past me. I'm just, and I remember thinking, this is the hell that baseball players couldn't shit get past because they can see everything.
He threw the fish.
Yeah, he saw the ball whenever it left your hand. He was like, I see that shit.
Biggest motherfucking sausage, just like, yeah, I can see all that. I see all.
My thing is, though, y'all have to stop taking this and holding it against these people. Because, like Rob said, y'all let Bagwell in them. Bagwell damn near look like Popeye's cousin with his forearms. And I'm just going not to say it wasn't them.
Nigga built like a Charlie horse. And y'all got that nigga built like in the fucking Hall of Fame. Knotted up and everything. Yeah, man.
And y'all gonna tell me, nah, Biggio can't be in that. I'm looking at Biggio, and I look at Bagwell, and I'll be like, one of these things is clearly not like the other. One of these guys looks like he could have played the live-action Popeye.
And I feel like no matter who it was, whoever would have been at the top at that point would have been the one, and they shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I propose this. All of you media darlings, I don't want y'all with any power. I want to take it from y'all.
Yes.
I want to take it from y'all. I want it. Give it to us. Give it to the
people.
I don't want any of you because it's some of y'all are real life haters. Like, and y'all expose yourself later on in life, but y'all are real life haters, though. It's just like old boy who voted for Steve Nash and Shaq would have been unanimous MVP. We know Shaq was killing it that year. You was like, I'm gonna give one to Steve. That's just some hating ass shit, though.
He has so much pep.
Yeah. He could have been the first unanimous MVP. And it was clear.
Yeah. Shaq was out there killing, though. And you was like, nah, Steve is the one. And I'm like, to Steve. And before anybody ever goes to the conversation and say that I'm knocking Steve Nash's game, first of all, I'm not knocking his game. Second of all, fuck you and your feelings about that award. I'm still on Shaq's side, okay? Shaq should get that award. Nah, Duncan made a point about, well, would you feel different if they didn't give it? Tim, it's not you. Steve's award, that was a... Steve stole a couple that I don't think should have been his. And Shaq should have had that unanimous one. I'm not saying Steve Nash wasn't good, but Kobe should have one off of that. And I think it's Kobe and Shaq. I want to say it should be Kobe and Shaq should have those two that Steve have. And Shaq should have that unanimous one. That Steve got that one vote. Which, that guy who voted for Steve, I would have never revealed it. I'd have took that shit to my grave. I would have took that shit to my grave. Because after I would have did it, I probably would have been like, I fucked that up. Can I get a redo? I never came out there and said that shit ever in life. Cause Shaq is a huge, thank God Shaq isn't a huge violent human being. Cause Shaq might have slapped his ass up when they even seen him. I know personally, I might have snatched your ass up and I'd have been like, bitch, Yeah, they wanted to fuck me over one time, man. They want me out your way.
I think it equates to this too, Nate. That's like, how they mad at Barry Bonds for being juiced up, hitting home runs off of juiced up pitches?
The juice don't help. And the thing is, though, the juice don't help you hit none. If the juice help you hit, and Rob, and I've said this before in front of Rob, and Rob knows where I'm going with it. Why Jose Canseco going to hit 600 then?
Exactly.
We know this nigga was juiced up. This nigga
juiced up. If I can't make contact with the ball, it ain't his point.
Did Canseco get 500?
I think he made that far. I think he made
500.
It's like 4.
So if juice was supposed to help you hit the ball, why he ain't hit 500, 600? We know he was juiced up.
Yep, 462.
He was one size one season and came back in looking like Muscle Beach the next season.
And they hit that Super Mario mushroom like boop, 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 boop.
Wasn't hiding in one bit, Rob. Wasn't hiding in one bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me whatever you want to tell me about that. Why he ain't hit 500.
Ain't that much gym in the world.
Not that much. He can cancel that shit for all that. And that's why he out here doing this tour now. Yeah, just snitching left and right. You know, so-and-so is on juju. I be like, you
off.
What that shit reminds me of? That reminds me of like a jealous ex girlfriend in bag because you winning right now, man. That's all that shit reminds me of, though. Now, one of the last things we got to talk about is we go from the grassy diamond to the 100 yards of grass and turf, Rob. It took them a while. Boys. But San Francisco got the deal done. 5 years, $265 million. Do you know that this is the biggest contract in 49ers history? This no longer allows them to play the narrative of inexpensive quarterback, expensive lineup. How do you guys think this is going to affect them, their lineup, and how they're going to do things going forward from here on?
Go ahead, Nate. Go ahead, Fidaris.
Well, I think he deserved it. He earned it. He went out there, even when the lineup was injured, he still went out there and put on and tried to get them to win. As long as they could probably keep, you know, Kittle, the wide receiver, I know it's probably going to have a shake, you know, a big shake up. But it is expected. They gotta get the money. The quarterback's going to get the money. You know, when you're next in line, it just seems that. Boom. So now they just got to get the pieces. Revamp a little bit of the defense and make sure they strengthen up the wide receiver core to make it seem like the money makes sense. So I feel like if they can do that, they can still make it. They're going to always be relevant, as much as I hate to say it about the funky 49ers. They're going to always be relevant, sadly, you know, riding our coattails, but.
I don't think you can say that. But
your coattails. Your coattails, yeah. Which, to be real, like when we really break it down, I think the 49ers or the Cowboys won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Let me actually,
the one more recently than the 49ers.
All right.
I thought going and losing was worse than not going at all.
Yeah, but they don't talk about the last like three that they had forever ago. Like, I don't have to hear that every season, and I don't get a chant with the names of the current hottest Cowboy players, and then them screaming, "We going to the Super Bowl every year." I don't hear Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, "We going to the Super Bowl this year." But do hear some shit like that come out of Dallas every year? Dude.
Yeah, no, I was right. Cowboys won one in 96. The last 49ers was 95.
Yeah, I was about to say it was 95. Because I think that's the one in between, with Deion.
But yeah,
didn't the next season Deion play for the Cowboys? For the
Cowboys, and they won the Super Bowl.
They won.
Yep.
Look, bro, this is what I'm going to say. He got paid.
He got paid.
How do you feel this going to work for him, bro?
he got paid. How do I think the 49ers going to be able to do it? So, I mean, they've seemingly been drafting some names, at least like Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, granted, he's been on the team for a while. They still got George Kittle. They locked him up for some years. I mean, they got basically some steel pieces that basically is going to work out for them. It's just that how are these guys going to hold up? Like, what is it going to look like in a couple years when basically you know, because I don't even see Trent Williams on this roster anymore, so I think he gone. But, like, what are you going to do when basically shit really shakes out and you have no flexibility? Like, how well are they going to draft? Like, the Cowboys, like, we've been talking about it. They've been drafting well for the longest. You know, like, they've been actually doing the damn thing and basically drafting good players to basically supplant or supplement, like, within their roster. They haven't been working out, but it's still to where, like, they basically have been doing that. Now, granted, Kyle Shanahan, he's had scheme, he had all that kind of shit. We'll see how it all plays out. But with how basically the NFC West is kind of going to take a downturn with the Rams, basically. I mean, they're going to have some good players. I think Rams still going to probably be the class of that division. Excuse me. But Seattle's basically going to take a downturn. Arizona's going to come up. Yeah, it's still the worst. This ain't going to be the 49ers division no more. They're going to be just a team. They ain't going to be the team that they used to be.
Okay, so tell me this. In their division, in the NFC West, let's talk just West, it's four teams. Out of those four, where do you think the 49ers are going to land?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because it's Arizona, the Rams, them, and Seattle. I think third behind who?
I think the Cardinals are going to be really good this year.
The Rams are going to take a step.
I think it's going to be Rams Cardinals at the top of that division.
Who do you have behind, Jarvis?
Of course, I agree with Rob. Rams going to take control of that division. I'm just not – I feel like they just so iffy. I'm not sold on Arizona. That's, they just haven't shown me proof enough yet, you know, granted. Like,
that's right.
I feel like they so up and down. So that's why I give them second in Arizona. And I think Seattle kind of falls to the bottom.
I will say this. If Arizona can get it together, I can see what you're saying, that Arizona can be there. Because I'm looking at Arizona's schedule. They come out Saints, Panthers, 49ers, then Seahawks, Titans, Colts. Arizona might have a chance to come out the gate. Yeah, they might have a chance to come out the gate the first six games and be 4-2, 5-1 possibly before they hit Green Bay. Then your Cowboys, Seahawks again, 49ers again, Jags, Bucks, Rams, Texans, Falcons, Bengals, and Rams. So their schedule ain't that bad.
They don't have really too many top teams on their schedule. They got a Green Bay. Of course, they play the Rams twice. They got Green Bay. Bengals, you know, they always could be a con. But other than that, they
got the Texans. They got the Texans, Falcons. Yeah, they got the Texans, Falcons, which I'm looking for the Falcons to try to right their ship. This year, after I don't know what they, I think they have they gotten rid of their $100 million project already.
I didn't hear nothing about Kirk leaving yet. Did
he? Ooh, Falcons? No, they've been trying to figure out what they're gonna do with him, but I don't know.
I think they're gonna have to take the hit on the buyout.
They really ain't got nothing. I think because I think they're out. Like, if they keep him on the roster, I think past this season, I think they can cut him. Something like that.
I don't know what they plan on doing, but I know one thing. It was a shot in the dark to work, to give him a new system and try to piece it together.
And it was working at first. A nigga had 500 yards on fucking Thursday Night Football. Like, it was working. It just fell off a cliff. Like, and I don't know why it fell off a cliff, but it fell off a cliff. But I mean they wanted to move to Penix. They wanted Penix. They wanted to eat that cake and have it too. But yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I must say, if I'm going to buy a cake, I want to eat that bitch too, Rob, man.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go and get this cake, I don't know.
They, I don't know. We're going to see how that goes.
The one thing that we did say about Penix, though, we both agreed about this. The reason we don't think he was a top 10, because he wasn't top 10, is because of his injuries. Mm. We worried about injuries. And Atlanta picked him, which is crazy work. Because I remember me and Rob well, no, he might go second round. Because I think at first, didn't we say he was going to go second round?
Shit.
Oh my God, he might go second round.
Loki wanted his ass on the Vikings, but the Falcons took his ass up, so.
But y'all made a hell of a move, though. Y'all are, like I said, Rob, I'm going to give y'all, your team, definitely their props on what they've done this year to get what they need. Jarvis, I'm not going to lie, the Cowboys, they filling holes. They filling holes.
That's all. Probably. That's what they doing. That's we need a lot more stuff here, you know, than just holes.
But The problem is, y'all filling these holes, and is it gonna work, man? I don't know.
Like I say, I'm just gonna see what see since Jerry Jones say he got a plan. I'm just show me. I'm tired of talking the same tune every year. So
what plan he got? Is it his plan to leave?
Hope so.
Has he made his funeral arrangements already or something? Jerry's not telling us something that we don't know, baby. Trying to check out? Because I firmly believe, and I always stand on this shit, till he leave, that's whenever y'all really, really gonna pay out. I don't see him good. He's Jerry Jones is like the reverse Flash over there.
Get him out of here.
He's just killing everything. Oh, and one more thing. You know, we're going to hit y'all over the head because we want to know. Lead us in the comment section. Rob came up with this. What did they call the game where you throw the ball up? Throw the football up, everybody tackles. Everyone tackle game. What did they call that? Where y'all from?
Now, from the Lou, we called it killer man. Like, when I was a kid, threw the ball. You didn't even have to be a football. It just had to be a ball that you threw in the air. And basically, you went and ran, and you tackled, or you two-hand touch, whatever it was. But that's what you did. You threw the ball in the air, and then you got to run from one side to the other. And basically, once you get to that side, get that touchdown, you run it back. And so, like, what did y'all call that? Like, we called it killer man. Reason why I want to know, I want to be an anthropologist on this shit. Because I want to really, like, know everybody from every region, what did you call yours? So, if you want to put in the comments, name your city, name your town, name wherever you're from, name what you called it, all right? I've heard various names of it, like a lot of different names of it. But I want y'all to tell us what was the name that you called it, or what was the name that y'all called y'all. So, gentlemen,
us. Like honestly, I don't even remember even having a name. That's the crazy part. When we're growing up, when I was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, like it might have been Scramble. It could have been on that sometimes. I think it's just the name changed depending on who called it out. But I never remember anybody calling it a specific name to where that was ingrained in my
I remember it was Scramble if we were playing in a civilized place, but if not, it was Get That Boy.
Get That Boy.
Get That Boy.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
It was over there today. Trust me, it was some people got back in the day. I don't think I ever was getting got like that, but I did a whole lot of getting on people.
You was on that Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna get got, but I'm gonna get mine before I get got, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get mine. You gonna have issues with me. Yeah, I was gonna get mine. You might have not liked how this panned out for you. You saw me and was like, You was like, yeah, I'm about to get you.
You earned this motherfucker.
Oh, you had to hold on to. You see me, you better be like, no. And you'll be like, nah, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Oh, thank you, Rob, too. Thank you, Rob, too, for a quick second. It just hit my mind. I don't know why when we was talking about the 49ers popping, why I see Kerry killer. I went NBA mode. It was George killer, you know.
We old. Yeah. You got it. That's all it is. I might even say Kerry Kittle or George Kittle. Like, that's all it is.
I did say the wrong first name. Apologies, George.
Look, George is like, but at least he got my last name right. He called me Kittle.
Like, all right, shit. They ain't get it wrong at the bank. That's all I'm worried about.
Exactly.
That's all he worried about. That's all he worried about. But that's another episode, bro. Me Goes Podcast. Remember, like, subscribe. It's always free. I'm telling you, it's always free. You just hit that little button, just thing. It's free. It's free, baby.
Free 99.
Like, subscribe. Tell your people about it. Share us everywhere. And like we said, look up in the sky. You might see us fly by. We're on Blue Sky. We're everywhere. We're on your audio platform, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, and visually on YouTube.
Sir, we there, baby.
Everywhere. Y'all know that we right. We're everywhere.
Just like
literally everywhere. Just
like, but I do have one more surprise rant on Nate for a quick second. No, they don't call me the heel for nothing. I do have on the jersey. I just wanted to say, I'm tired of you disrespecting my boy Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, I'm gonna keep disrespecting him.
He wasn't the heel in WWE. He wasn't on the heel side of WWE for nothing. I know y'all remember that little WWE moment, him and Brunson. He wasn't on the heel side.
Yeah.
He don't need to give y'all 20 a night. He say, I get what I need, and then when I need to get 30, I get 30. That's what he do it when he need, when he wants. Not to prove to y'all fans he's a superstar. He know he a superstar. You know why he a superstar? You seen all them bunnies on that bus with him? That's why he a superstar.
That man said, if it ain't snowing, I ain't going.
Exactly.
All I saw was a bunch of possible charges up there for him. That's all I saw.
Yes,
but
Tyrese Halliburton gonna make it happen. He ready for the Knicks, baby. He ready.
It's gonna be a good series. That will be a good series. Because I want to say they split or Knicks were up in a series, something like that. It was close. It's going to be a good one, though. It's going to be a good one. But if the Knicks can play like the Knicks been playing, I don't know.
Well, so he dropped 30 when he want to, not when the fans want him to. You hear?
He better have his belly strapped tight to go guard Jalen Brunson in a second. And I guess they're going to put Miles. Well, yeah, Miles Turner going to check Cat. But it's going to be a good one. That's going to be a hell of a series, right?
I'm ready.
That's going to be a hell of a
That's
season.
That's my last rant. I'm done.
You sure?
I just had to get off my chest for NATO there.
Oh. Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to continue to disrespect that man. I have no faith in him. Because this is how I feel. The winner of the series tomorrow, I feel like, is the team that's going to take it all. Yes. I don't see if Denver comes out. Denver is not beating Minnesota. Look, Jokic is going to put his foot all in that French baguette's ass. He going to probably average 30, okay? It's that easy. Like I said, look, when Shaq told y'all, I'm going to put him in the goal. Only difference is Jokic's going to be throwing that little hook and shit and shooting threes. If they win, they're going to match up just right against Minnesota, because even with Aaron Gordon, they can support her on Julius Randle and be okay. They can stick Porter on Randle and be all right. As long as Jokic is down there and they're going to rebound as a team, is there. Now, for Indiana, I hope Cat come alive and rip a hole in your ass. just satisfy my need to go out there. And I need one of them to do the choke sign to Indiana.
That would be so lovely.
You're going to be watching Halliburton. It's going to be Spike Lee going to be reliving.
Hey.
Spike Lee going to be reliving.
Hey, nigga, Jalen Brunson do the choke sign at Indiana. They gonna basically both of that nigga the mayor yesterday. What is his platform? They just gonna show the picture. Like, which I'll be on board with, to be honest with you.
I just need him to come in there 4-1 him real quick and him get the picture. Spike will be so happy.
Then I want to share Steve.
He run on the court.
You know, gotta share Steve.
Steve, nah. Let Steven have his moment. He been dying for like 30 years, 40 years now. On the Knicks beginning, he deserved to see one.
Yeah.
He can get up out of here. That's how he's going to be. But we like fucking with y'all, man. Remember, like, subscribe, hit us up, follow us. It's Vinsky, Rob, and of course, Price, the Big Bad Podcast Daddy. That's my tag now.
It sure is yours.
It's mine, man. I'm taking that one. But we out of here. Good night.
Night, y'all.